May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love on June 5th, 2021. And today I'll be discussing four compendiums that I've published since the full moon almost 2 weeks ago. This is part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude Series, which is my weekly blog that you can subscribe to with an email to cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's Cosmic Love with no spaces, one word, at mcn.net. So the four compendiums I'll be discussing today, give you a little preview here. It's going to be first Countering Ritual Abuse of Us, United Sovereigns of Earth, which is published this morning. Back in May 31st, we had Let This Be a Memorial Day. Of course, this was Memorial Day, and that was I'll go into that a little bit. May 30th, before that, the day before, I had three important videos of the week. I'm going to give a preview orientation to those three important videos. And back on the full moon, we had on May 26th, Shocking Events Trigger Great Awakening. And what's the shocking event of the last 2 weeks? Dr. Fauci has become public enemy number one. Recent emails leaked from Dr. Anthony Fauci after a Freedom of Information Act request has shown that Fauci is a total fraud, that he knew the masks don't work, and that he was actually involved with funding the Chinese lab that genetically engineered the COVID-19 viruses. I mean, it's freaking mind-blowing, folks. So that was the big news that's just blown up all over the internet and leaking into the mainstream media over the last couple weeks. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather, you know, like right now with a cardinal T-square, an intense creative tension between Mars, Pluto, and the Moon in Aries, and Saturn is exactly square Uranus for more creative tension, but Saturn is also in a nice trine with the Sun in Gemini, plus Jupiter is trine Venus, which is in a nice sextile with the Moon, so it's a mixed bag of creative tension and harmonious order in our little corner of the cosmos right now. Keep in mind that we've got a new moon coming on Thursday, so the intense Aries energies now will conjoin the Sun in Gemini, and things will lighten up a little bit. So with this rather short cosmic weather report, I'm going to go right into the first compendium compiled over this last week and published this morning. If you're on a desktop computer while listening to this, you can open another window and pull up the show notes from today's episode on the Cosmic Love homepage and follow along with the compendiums I'm discussing today. Of course, if you're listening to this podcast of this in the future, you can always pause the podcast and watch the videos or click on the links to other articles that are related to the story that's unveiling right now. So I'm doing the show live right now, but if you're listening, like I say, to the podcast in the future, you can always pause and watch the articles and the videos I'm referring to. So enjoy the show. Here's the first article with the headline, Freedom from Abuse, Countering the Ritual Abuse of Us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So those who have made a study of evil, you know, as in opposition to the prime directive of Soros, God, love, I am, etc., are well aware that many who have sold out for money, sex, and power have suffered ritual abuse in their youth, and loveless BS belief systems, and are now acting out their pain to make us as miserable as they are. This is kind of the backstory. And there's the whole subject of the study of evil, which I've touched on in previous shows and compendiums. And basically, it's opposition to the light of Aquarian love, you know, it, quite simply. This ritual abuse thing I'm talking about, we've seen that over this last year with our five most sacred freedoms being, you might say, seriously abused. When I say ritualistically, I'm talking about it's been in our face as what is right, you know, ritual rights you all, what is right for us all, that now is proving to be wrong over this last year. And of course, I've been publishing and broadcasting and explaining and detailing and, you know, basically documenting with videos and articles over this last year how it's a scamdemic, plandemic, big lie, psyop, etc. So this is, you know, this has happened for all of us to see this last year. And perhaps it took this shock and awe of this abuse for all of us to wake up, wise up, and appreciate how we can now utilize tools and technologies with the instant everywhere and interactive internet to upgrade the worldwide web of net reality with five sacred internet freedoms. Now, I've got a website on the link with the five sacred internet freedoms that if you've read this before, you can, you know, understand what I'm talking about as far as being this is the key to the collective social conscience in our social networks worldwide. The key are these to basically truth and reconciliation is this understanding of these five sacred internet freedoms and the championing of them in our social media networks. So keep the faith, claim the victory, make it so. That's kind of the intro to what I'm going to go into now. The quote that kind of sets the tone of what I'm going into is by way of Tom Paine, you know, citizen journalist who wrote Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. And Tom Paine said, quote, "It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution. And until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." So the first principles of the global power shift that's going on right now, you know, this power shift into the millennial Aquarian dispensation of light and love is quite simply a higher conscience of the universal light language, the language of consciousness, and the natural cosmic love codes, you know, the basically these first principles of cosmic law whereby Aquarian light and love rules, naturally rules. So it ain't rocket science. There's first principles for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C in terms of community, communion, conscience, commerce, care, and the TLC, basically the TLC connection. For involving and again evolving our individual and collective consciousness, what that looks like, how that works. So, people have been asking about this for some time. You know, how can you provide kind of a summation of your work with this language of light and consciousness and these first principles? So, I've dug up from my archive five compendiums that you can go into for basically getting, you might say, the fabric of the first principles. I like to think of them as in the holographic universe, you know, the web, the World Wide Web, or the fabric of the holographic, the fractal order of the holographic universe. There are principles, universal principles, that can be understood by all people in their own languages. This can be translated, universal translation capabilities now. And these five articles are, number one, seven hats for full spectrum enlightenment. Number two, first principles for dimensional co-creation. Number three, personal and planetary co-creation holodeck, you know, the holographic holodeck. Number four, universal interface vision for global unity, what that looks like, how that works. Number five, culturing conscience, again, the capital C, consciousness of how we are conscious individually and collectively, culturing conscience in 5D social networks, what that looks like, how that works. So, you know, I did a follow-up article here to all my loved ones where I'm basically sharing from my heart, you know, my pure intention for what, you know, kind of a summation of my work to date, and basically referencing the understanding that right now this is an amazing time to be alive. I'm not saying it's an easy time. I'm saying it's an amazing time. And I'm going to go into some of the amazing aspects of this. We're seeing a turnaround from this whole last year of what I refer to as the quarantine insanity. And all this fear-mongering and fear porn and just incredible fear. We're moving into faith. There's basically the tide has turned, the energies have turned, and the astrology psychology is turning. It was foreordained, obviously, I believe, for this time, for this drama, for the big show that I've been talking about, you know, the last year, that this is big show, big drama. This is the big shift from old paradigm to new paradigm. This is the big shift to global spherical spiritual consciousness, from more of a lockstep, linear, left brain, letter of the law, command and control consciousness. We're moving into more of a cooperative and coordination and co-creation energy with Aquarius as we move through Aquarian spring this next 9 years. Excuse me. So this is a big show I've been talking about over the last several years, actually. And it's reached a point, what I referred to and recently talked about as zero point, spherical consciousness, 5D consciousness, for those who are basically waking up and rising up with the, you know, they're adapting, people who are adapting to the increasing 5D energies in the field, the quantum field. There's an energy in the field as we move into Aquarius that some people are rising up with. And this is creating a huge drama. It's a challenge to the same old thing, consciousness, paradigm paralysis, whatever you want to call it, stuck in negativity. So this is creating kind of a perceptual chaos for many people as this awakening process and reset process. We're talking about consciousness reset individually and collectively. We're talking about a reset of our social, political, and economic institutions. And there's been a frequency divide. Some people refer to it as the veil that's thinning. The veil is thinning. This energy veil or e-veil, evil, is no longer winning. There's shift happens. There's a shift in the energies. We're seeing it playing out on the world stage, you know, and the big shift, you know, you might say, this last 2 weeks has been all of a sudden the mainstream media is talking about, after covering it up for a year, excuse me, that Fauci is a fraud, big time fraud. You know, if you're people read the alternative media, it's all over the alternative media. And it's breaking into the mainstream media. I refer to it as the lamestream media because they've been really lame as far as reporting the real truth of what's going on, but it's coming out. And this is This is the foreordained time of Aquarian 5D revelations. And there's a consequent whole system judgment going on. Collective conscience, with the capital C, is the judgment. People are becoming conscious of how we are individually and collectively conscious. In other words, the big drama. People are waking up to that, you know, the old order, the old paradigm, the lockstep mind control and the lockstep, you know, control, you know, this thing of quarantining people in their homes has just been, the science hasn't behind it. It's never been done in history where healthy people are quarantined. You know, that's never been done. And it's all coming out that the masks, as many people like myself have been saying for the last year, it's like putting up a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. Masks are, you know, the science isn't there. Now it's coming out. The tide has turned. So I just wanted to let you know that I've had, you know, I've kind of suffered through this. My suffering's been different this last year because I've lost hundreds of people. You know, I had about 5,000 people on my email list. I've lost hundreds of them this last year because their mind was made up. They'd rather believe the lamestream media. Now, of course, it turns out that the lamestream media has been lying to us. As I tried to show this last year. So I've had a special love for you in the sense that my pure intention has been to help you through this extremely difficult time as we learn that the new vaccines are killing millions of us worldwide but are still being pushed relentlessly by the same pharmaceutical media that told us the vaccines were safe and effective. And we've learned that Dr. Tony Fauci, NIH, his organization, bureaucracy, funded the gain-of-function research for COVID at China's Wuhan lab. Gain-of-function meaning that they juiced up the viruses with genetic engineering so they were more contagious, you know. And Fauci, turns out that his emails reveal he funded it. He's been all worried about the cover-up is unraveling. Now, there's a video I have in this compendium published this morning. It just came out June 2nd. What is that? 3 days ago. That is from Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, every once in a while, he just really nails it. You know, I'm not pro Fox media. I don't watch Fox News. I don't pretty much watch any of the TV channels, but I got multiple media compendium sources, alternative media, saying what's hot and what's not. And this Tucker Carlson video, boy, it's just been popping up all over the place. So I looked at it, vetted it. And my gosh, this is something that people, once they see this, about the patron saint of Wuhan, you know, Anthony Fauci, and how he deserves to be under criminal arrest. You know, he really does, and that's coming out. So we're now witnessing far more death from the jab, you know, the inoculation with this genetic experiment with these, what they call vaccines, but they're not vaccines. They're genetic modifying agents, are these new RNA vaccines, mRNA vaccines. So the truth of that's coming out. The last couple of weeks, I mean, there was articles on how airlines are now considering banning all those who have been vaccinated due to blood clotting liabilities under the influence of pressurized cabins. I mean, you can sue the airlines, but not the experimental vax manufacturers. That's what it comes down to. The vaccine manufacturers, they got indemnity, which means, you know, from Congress, from the Congress critters, basically the pharmaceutical manufacturers got them to sign off that there would be no liabilities for the deaths caused by the vaccines from the vaccine manufacturers. But you can sue the airline. So that now, because people have been getting these blood clotting problems from these new mRNA shots, that there's some of them have been, you know, they're worried about that they're going to have to maybe, you know, ban those who have been vaccinated. because, again, the blood clotting apparently is compounded or made worse, you know, by the pressurized cabins and the change of the air pressure, whatever. Apparently that's a valid concern. So there's an article here from May 28, you know, got a jab, no more fly. You know, in other words, more information on that for, you know, we've gone from, you know, stores that once posted keep out signs for the unvaccinated are now turning away the vaccinated to their shedding of spike proteins. Now, Dr. McCullough, and I have a video link at 41 minutes, he said, quote, remember that this experimental gene therapy injection is instructions to your body to become a factory to make the spike proteins. So if you're not up to date on the spike protein issue, there's a lot of articles from the, what I call them, natural news, you know, the uncensored news, about what's going on with these spike proteins in this process. And this is some of the videos I'm going to be referring to. Excuse me. And I'm going to provide these video links. They're in the show notes. And in this article in particular, there's three videos that came out over this just this last week or two that I refer to as candidates for video of the year. There's three of them. And you can look at those. These videos have been seen by millions of netizens, you know, global citizens, you might say, but banned on pharmaceutical big media. So I'm going to be going into some of these videos, this understanding and some of these other articles here, but I give a bottom line here, basically orientation to be philosophically correct, and I refer to this bottom line for KOF, keepers of frequency. So this keepers of frequency, some are ascending with these, the 5D plus rise in the frequencies of Aquarius, you know, random acts of loving kindness, etc., which naturally neutralizes negative frequencies of dis-ease and dying, just as fearless faith neutralizes faithless blinding fear. So keep the frequency of cosmic universal love as infrequently for evolutionary ascent home, you know, the home, you know, where we're going to, you might say, you know, in our to the etheric retreats, you know, in this embodiment, home to a higher conscience of, you know, that is basically, you know, home to our soul conscience. And you might say evolutionary sent home with pure intention, focusing attention on love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of bright full spectrum comprehension. So we're talking about basically an ascending with the frequencies of Aquarius that are surging and purging all that's less than 5D, 4D in time. So there's this, what's going on is basically some are rising, you might say, with the frequencies. They're harmonizing with the frequency shift of a higher consciousness of how they are conscious, and 5D and, you know, multidimensional. I've provided many links with, you know, these compendiums over the years on this understanding of social conscience of a more enlightened nature, you know, unity consciousness. So, you know, in the unified quantum field, there is a God, there is a love, a cosmic universal love, whether you call it 5D or your, you know, the presence of love, I am presence, whatever. And it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines altitude. You know, whether you soar with the eagles on thermals of grace, serving others, or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of self-serving 3D ego gratification that will drive you buggy if your sole intention is to wing it and soar freely. So it helps if you have a sense of humor and often laugh at all the craziness. So here's one of my favorite funny guys, you know, Awaken with JP. And he's got a video on, again, Fauci. This is the news. There's only two videos in this compendium that I just published this morning. They're both different perspectives, from Tucker Carlson to Awaken with JP on this whole Fauci issue. I mean, the nation's top infectious disease villain has a load of mounting evidence stacked against him. So take an in-depth look at his ties to the Wuhan lab and the virus in this video. You be the judge. So he there's a lot of satire in this video, but it's very humorous. There's this creative tension in this video that kind of fits the energies of the Cardinal T Square today, where there's a lot of truth, there's a lot of humor, and it's discomforting, and it's really edgy, and that's a T Square, creative tension. So there's creative tension in this, but the release of it is with the humor. If you can laugh at this insanity that we've dealt with this last year, and it was all a ploy, it was all a fraud, it was a psyop. And more on that later, but philosophically, the good attitude here is to be the center in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak, you know, where there's relative calm in the eye of the hurricane. So center in the eye of the hurricane and move with it, you know, 5D vision, 5D in terms of, you know, full spectrum, multidimensional. That's like 5D chess. I've played 3D chess and, of course, 4D chess in time. You can play by the clock or not. But 5D chess is like having a multidimensional vision of what is real. You might say gathering of the tribes of is real. What is real? So, philosophically, again, the kind man of 5D love sees the TLC connection at the heart of mankind, you know, decentralizing deep state division by way of high state atonement. So we're moving from deep state to high state. We're moving from paradigm paralysis to a paradigm shift. And its faith is a high state of living in love that works through the whole holistic, healthy, and holy spirit of love and action, cosmic love and action. So always love, always, you know, that's, you know, my sign off on this piece, and I'm going to go right into the last piece published on Memorial Day. So here it's just May 31st, and this one was short and sweet. I'm going to go right through it. Basically, I'm saying is let this be a Memorial Day. The whole truth, finally, video of the year, only 2 minutes long, sums it all up. And it's 2 minutes, and I'm going to attempt to play the audio from this for just 2 minutes. And I'm not sure how well you can listen to it. The video of this, again, is linked in the show notes. This is the Memorial Day message, Memorial Day video. I would highly recommend that you listen to it at least twice anyway. So if you can hear it now, you can see why I'm saying that this is the whole point. This is the whole truth, finally. This is what it's all about. So I'm going to play that right now. Let's see how it goes.
So with regards to this insidious vaccine passport, which is going to eventually quickly be parlayed into an international app, which would be your digital identity that will track you and trace you, everything you buy, sell, everywhere you go, every place you step foot in, it will have a record of that held on a blockchain accessible to the powers that be, whoever they are. Through big data. That's going to be administrated because humans couldn't possibly do that job. That's going to be administrated. to get to that level of complete corporatized, transnationally corporatized control through a digital identity system. Microsoft is definitely the lead on this. But there's a number of other people that are nipping at the heels and who are taking money along the way because it's a hot commodity for development and everybody wants in there. This is potentially a multi-trillion dollar global industry, which is the social engineering tracking industry. It's nothing to do with controlling a virus. It has nothing to do in reality with controlling a virus. That's theater. Okay. It has to do with controlling you, the public.
I think you will get to the stage where it's going to be very hard for people to do a lot of normal life unless they can prove their vaccination status up.
So that was Tony Blair finishing that up, saying that, oh, yeah, things will return to normal as soon as you get the vaccine. Well, of course, that's been the mantra from the beginning, but it's not about the vaccine. As you can tell from this little clip here, it's all about control. And so I recommend that everyone watch this. It's only 2 minutes long. You can watch it three times for effective reboot, you might say, of your whole perspective on this vaccine thing. It's been a fraud from the beginning. Tony Fauci, you know, the fraud with the masks, the fraud with the social distancing, the quarantine. There was no science behind any of that. It's all about this agenda to control people. You know, again, this understanding as, you know, is to transmute and transcend the old habits of stinking thinking, you know, the paradigm paralysis that's stuck in negativity, you know, SIN, with misinformed BS belief systems. This is what this is all about, waking up to the real agenda. It's not about the vaccine. You know, that was the scam. That's the hype. That's the hook, you know, as this little short little video said. So the implications of this are mind-blowing. I mean, you can witness the unconventional warfare that's been going on this last year, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, for population control. This is the real issue. So witness the global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, which is evolution, that parallels the 1776 revolution. And just consider that analogy. And, you know, here's a quote from Thomas Jefferson that he said, quote, and this is really timely quote. He says, quote, "The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite." So one other video that I've included with this compendium, which is a rather short compendium, is a great video. It's only about 11 minutes long from this channel called Really Graceful, really sweet voice. And she basically goes in, why did the media turn on Bill Gates? So the media is not only turning on Fauci, but turning on Bill Gates this last couple weeks, big time. And why did this happen? Good summary video by this Really Graceful, who does some extraordinary videos documenting what's going on. So that video was on May 25th, and May 31st there was an article that goes into how $3.5 billion for the Bill Gates Foundation is hidden in the Democrats' $1.9 trillion bill. So a stunning clause earmarking at least $3.5 billion to a globalist foundation founded by billionaire Bill Gates is hidden in the last few pages of the Democrats' $1.9 trillion CCP virus relief package, funding the globalist big tech surveillance and control agenda. Remember that short video that I just played, the audio, talked about this is the real agenda, the social engineering and surveillance and control agenda of big tech. And sure enough, there's $3.5 billion hidden in the last pages of the Democrats' $1.9 trillion virus relief package, funding the globalist big tech surveillance and control agenda. So I know that pretty much connects the dots there, folks. A few days earlier, I published from this last compendium on Memorial Day, I published three videos that I also recommended that people watch over the holiday weekend. And these three videos are really kind of amazing big picture summaries of what's going on. I thought you might find it interesting. Again, these are in the show notes regarding, you know, three important videos. The first one being an urgent warning from renowned doctor blowing the lid off the vaccine debacle. World-renowned doctor, and this doctor, the video is rather short, explaining how this is a crime. This vaccine, this new vaccine, is like a crime against humanity, using billions of people for medical experiments with deadly gene therapy that's been killing millions. And wait for it, we're going to see, folks, Nuremberg style prosecution of vaccine Nazis. And this is shocking stuff. This is all shocking stuff. You know, this last couple of weeks, if people are new to my radio show or new to reading my compendiums or my email list, a lot of this is just so shocking. A lot of people won't go there. You know, like they've had a year of fear porn on the mainstream media, and now the truth of it's almost too shocking for their prevailing awareness. For some people, a lot of people, this is what they've been waiting for. They really wanted to know what the heck's been going on and how are we going to get out of this, and what are these crimes against humanity that are being charged and focused and unveiled and basically challenged. So the second video is really exceptional big picture perspective on this COVID shot, you know, with the transmission of spike proteins, the shed spread. It's a video of five holistic doctors who are discussing what they're doing to protect themselves from the COVID shot. So I highly recommend that video also. And basically, to quote from the video, that this is to reset your worldview. It's not a viral problem. We're in a multi-dimensional, unrestricted war situation, unconventional war, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. And there's extensive show notes from these doctors that you can go to. There's a link I've provided that are the highlights of what these doctors are doing for themselves and their families. When people ask, well, what can you do for the spike proteins if you've had the vaccine or you've been exposed to people that have had the vaccine? So that's good to know. This third video I've referenced in this three videos compendium is takedown of the cabal is occurring very fast with huge disclosures in June. And this is by way of Charlie Ward, where he has an interview with this Nick Vanneman. And basically, Charlie's saying that, you know, the truth is all coming out now. The first week in June will be absolutely fascinating. Well, sure enough, this last week, boy, it's all coming out with the whole Fauci fraud and the whole vaccine fraud and the danger of these new vaccines and what you can do about it. A lot of stuff, folks. This is hard, I know, for a lot of people to process. It's not the kind of thing you want to immediately send off to all your relatives and friends, especially if they think you're a conspiracy theorist already, because it's just too much for most people. So I'm kind of speaking to the choir here. I've been talking about this for a year. And the other video and videos and articles that I wanted to reference were from about 2 weeks ago, and the title of that was, as I said before, Shocking Events Trigger Great Awakening. So as the deep state corporatocracy disintegrates, thanks to exposure by way of global internet truthers. High state spherical conscience is integrating globally. The family of mankind is now waking up in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive telecommunication capabilities for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So this compendium, back on the full moon a couple weeks ago, has a few videos and articles and begins with a spiritual overview of today's full moon and eclipse. From there, we'll do some deep diving into sure signs that things are indeed turning around, with more of us now aware of real solutions for mass ascension out of the morass of spiritual, mental, physical, and financial dis-ease. So seize the high ground and hold fast. This 2 weeks ago is kind of prophetic of the last 2 weeks. I mean, we're talking about some deep diving into the, you know, big, big turnaround changes in the collective consciousness of this whole pandemic, plandemic, viral Fauci fraud, you know, situation. So anyway, there's a video that begins with this compendium by Patricia Cota Robles. She gives a good spiritual overview of the Goodwill Festival of Humanity on the lunar eclipse. Basically, what we're seeing, folks, is that the frequency of Earth is steadily rising, and what we are witnessing now worldwide is a frequency divide that is thinning, because you might say unity consciousness is winning. But there's been a frequency divide where there are those who have ascended and keep ascending with Earth's new vibratory level as we move into Aquarius. And there are those who keep choosing the density of the third dimensional reality as their preferred prevailing comfort zone, known as a fear-induced narrowing of one's ability for discernment, you know, as in paradigm paralysis that's programmed by way of incessant big media fear porn. We've seen that all this last year, fear porn. So the people are stuck in 3D, 3D sin, stuck in negativity, S-I-N. That they've kept us there. They've kept us in fear the last year. So this is the big drama on the world stage right now. Everyone's being shaken out of their comfort zone. Fearless faith is being challenged by faithless fear. The Great Awakening is an upwising and an uprising, and 3D is upgrading in time, 4D, to a high state of 5D. A systemic paradigm shift in prevailing awareness is naturally neutralizing the deep state of divisiveness. At least for some of us, local is global now. We've reached zero point, spherical conscience, global awareness, co-creation via the law of one. The O in love codes, the spherical consciousness, the O in love codes. It's the actual heart of the 2-in-1, the 3-in-1, the 4-in-1, and the 5th of first principles in the 5-in-1 capstone, the creative ascent process, in a 5D plus unified field of spherical, nonlinear, spiritual knowing, conscientious common sense, effective sensory perception, Aquarian enlightenment in the spirit of universal cosmic love. So this is kind of a brief intro to what I call what is the Cosmic Sphere Alliance. And if you check out the story of this Cosmic Alliance, and I have an introduction link and this article on the Shocking Awakening, there's a link as told by whistleblower Corey Good of the Secret Space Program, and you'll appreciate the cosmic power of love, unified field, harmony of the spheres that weave the heart coherent fabric of spherical being, B-E-I-N-G, being, God, love, source. I am as a universal presence. So the crisis we face as a global community is basically we've got to get our act together. This is a 70s peace and love meme, you know, the 1970s. So the crisis we face as a global community is not from some conspiracy theorist, but from the complicity theorist who accepts political narratives of the day unquestionably, consumes mainstream media like it was the 1980s, and is prone to submissiveness with irrational fear, anxiety, paradigm paralysis, and COVID derangement syndrome, seen in public shaming of free thinkers who help us make sense of the method to the madness and what we can do about it. So seize the high ground, claim the high state victory, and vow with virtue and valor to make it so. So I go into a little bit on the TLC connection. Is the unified field as unity and diversity by way of a universal interface at the heart of interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications telecommunity. The Aquarian mandate, culturing the prime directive of co-creation, coordination by way of universal light language and cooperative unity and diversity in accord with quantum laws governing the whole e-spirit of 5D cosmic love and action. God, love, source, I am, presence. So conceive it and believe it and achieve it. Internet technology. At the heart of the internet is the internet. So we're looking at a deception debacle as it disintegrates before our eyes, folks. This is this last 2 weeks it's become self-evident. And readers of this private subscribers-only list are well aware by now that the plandemic was a live exercise. It was planned at Event 2001, which is a simulation as before other false flags. We always see simulation before false flags. To covertly disclose the deep state agenda. This is a loophole in the prime directive for karma dodging, you might say, that they tell us what they're going to do. And so right before the Wuhan deception went viral, you know, as in mainstream, in the lamestream media, we saw them do the event 201, this live exercise. They told us what they were planning on doing, and then they did it. So this was pre-planned. It was a plandemic, and the lid's been blown off, this whole COVID mass vaccination agenda and the 5G part of the virus vaccine deception. All these deceptions of our perception, you know, the agenda and the mainstream media is now being exposed very quickly the last 2 weeks, by the way. So, again, I'm always saying keep your sense of humor, folks. There's a great video spoof in this movie that was published on Charlie Ward's website May 21st. It's a hilarious parody clip from the German film Downfall where Hitler realizes he's defeated. In this case, it's the end of the COVID cult, and he vents his anger at his generals. So it's a spoof, you know, Hitler going mad over the beginning of the end of the COVID cult. So that's what we've seen this last year. The religion of modern medicine, you know, the cult of modern medicine has pulled a big one on us. And I've emphasized this video repeatedly. It's probably one of the, I would say so far, it's one of the most important videos of the year. And it's called, you know, Should Children Be Getting the Shot? And this incredible video, I think it's about 7 minutes long, but if you haven't seen that video, I highly recommend it. So be aware that Big Pharma is now targeting children and pregnant mothers, saying that the new experimental shots are safe, even with official government reports showing a skyrocketing death by vax worldwide. So important video, expose the lie, expose the truth, you know. And that's pretty much, you know, the four videos I'm referring to. They were shorter this month without overwhelming you with too many videos. I just took pretty much the videos of the year, you know, that I wanted to reference. So I'm hoping that that you have a chance, can make time to listen to these videos, watch the blogs, pause the show in the podcast, and or just, you know, after the show today, you can go back and link in. If you're listening to the show new, you can link in to the compendiums, the four compendiums I've done this last month that are in the show notes. And you can, again, you can create your own multimedia show. You can watch videos. You can read the links. But The last 2 weeks has had more, you might say, confirmation of a major turnaround in the collective consciousness, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. you know, this thing of Fauci being exposed as a fraud, he's been, you know, he's been Jesus for all those people who believe in the religious cult of modern medicine and don't believe in God, but believe in modern medicine. Then, you know, believe in, so to speak, science, which this turned out to be fake science. You know, this is huge. This is like a lot of people's cult religion has been busted, you might say. And it's going to be difficult for a lot of people to process this, but other people are going to relish it. Finally, you know, with these like three or four videos, you can get the big picture of what this is all about. And you'll know, you know, there's a common pattern, common sense of what they're talking about, what's coming out, what's real. And so I'm going to pretty much wrap it up today. There's a enough material that you've got here that you can sink your teeth into. I want to thank you for listening to the show today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you. And till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all. always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.